Welcome to China Horse Business, the one and only podcast focusing on the booming Chinese equine market, bringing to you by two experts of Chinese equine industry, Zoe King and Vivian Wu from Shanghai, introducing China to the world. Hi there, welcome back to China Horse Business. It has been a moment since we finished the season 3 of the podcast. I'm thrilled to bring back the podcast with my new co-host, Vivian Wu. Hi, Vivian. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, with pleasure, Zoe. Hi, everyone. I'm Vivian Wu. I'm a Chinese, and my professional background is more based in the United States. It's my 7th year working in the horse industry, focusing horse business, polo games, and the equestrian branding. Right now, I'm in Shanghai, and I'm really excited I can join Zoe in this podcast.
I'm so glad that you can make it. So what's new in this season, season 4 of China Horse Business?
Well, we're excited to announce the launch of the China Horse Business Club this year, a pioneering platform designed to connect international and Chinese equine business leaders through monthly luncheon and thematic matchmaking meetings. Beyond networking, the club serves as a vital information hub and a springboard for young entrepreneurs and startups to innovate within the industry. It's where business decision makers from all over the globe can exchange ideas, forge deals, and drive the equine industry forward.
Awesome! The China Horse Business Club is also a logical extension and natural result of what we have done for years. From this podcast to the monthly webinar, China Horse Business Live, we have accumulated a significant database of Chinese and international equine business leaders, C-level directors, equestrian facility managers, horse owners, breeders, riders, coaches, and investors. We also receive a lot of requests from our audience who are looking for physical offline matchmaking meetings with potential business partners. That's why it seems to us that it's necessary to create a China Horse Business Club to further facilitate business exchanges between Chinese and international equine industry.
Yeah, Zoe, I remember that we went together to the China Horse Fair in Shanghai 2 months ago. The Department of International Trade and the UK Embassy, they led an official delegation in collaborations with the British Equestrian Trade Association to China, Shanghai, and Beijing. 11 member companies of BTA exposed in a group stand in the China Horse Fair. Some of them have sent their representatives from the UK to China. It was all about making those real face-to-face connection. Really brings home how global and connected our industry is.
Yes, the DIT and BTA are our partners for the China Horse Business Live. 10 members of the BTA have been spoken in our webinars. In Shanghai, I'm so glad to meet with Claire Williams, president of the BETA, Michael Daly from RaceSafe, and Dr. Judith Maxwell from Dawson and Whole Health. They have all spoken in our China Horse Business Live before. They told me that they are so excited to finally come to China after introducing their activities online. They are overwhelmed by the vitality and the potentials of the Chinese market.
Diving into the market like China's, with its layers and complexities, calls for a smart and strategic approach. Building a solid, targeted network should be step one. We've noticed that many international equine business folks come to China trying to make those crucial connections, but often they barely scratch surfaces due to a tight schedules and limited networks. Our goal to simplify this, making it far more efficient and straightforward for them to connect with the key players.
The regular event of China Horse Business Club is our monthly luncheon held in Shanghai, possible to further expand in other Chinese, even foreign cities. By joining our monthly business luncheon in person or by your representative, you can quickly extend your equine network in China. as each participating member will pay for their luncheon seat. It's a reasonable filter to gather only those who work in our industry. In addition, we work on the profile of our members and try our best to introduce and connect the potential partners during the luncheon.
In the business world, having sector-specific clubs isn't just common. It's a proven way to add value and resources. Yet, when it comes to the Chinese equine market, there's a real gap. There isn't a structured, functional platform that's easily accessible. That's where the China Horse Business Club steps in. It's not just the first of its kind, it's the only one out there designed to fill this specific need.
So, Vivian, without further ado, could you tell our listeners when and how we are planning to launch the club?
Yes, after a 3-year break, the Global Champions Tour's Shanghai stage is making a big comeback. This year makes the 10th edition and is set for May 3rd to 6th at the brand new Shanghai Jazz International Equestrian Center. This isn't just any venue, it's the first permanent equestrian facility right in the city's heart in China. Its opening is a huge signal of Shanghai's commitment to pushing forward the equestrian sports and industry, showing they're serious about leading the pack in China. If you want to know more about the project, drop us a message in the podcast review. We'd love to dive deeper into this with you.
But Vivian, you know, there's an old saying in China, one eyewitness is better than hundreds of hearsays. I think our listeners can come to Shanghai during the GCT to have a look themselves. For us, there's also no better timing to launch the China Horse Business Club on this great occasion. We will organize the first luncheon on the 3rd of May. It is also the first competition day of GCT. We've carefully selected a great restaurant in the old French concession area of Shanghai, Le Comptoir de Pierre Ganer, managed by this famous Michelin-star French chef. The restaurant has been rewarded one-star Michelin in China for 6 consecutive years. It's also close to the Equestrian Center, allowing our participants to attend the afternoon session right after the lunch. So, great timing, great food. Great location guaranteed.
And most importantly, great people. As GCT Shanghai is the only FEI 5-star competition in China, this means it attracts top figures from across the country, club owners, coaches, riders, horse owners, and business leaders. We are expecting many of them to join our luncheon, which is the unprecedented opportunity for them to meet each other, as well as international business partners of our network, all in one place.
We're so excited to welcome you and meet with you in Shanghai. If you want to reserve your seats for this luncheon, please go to our website, www.wonder-horse.com/chbc, which is short for China Horse Business Club, or write to us at contact@wonder-horse.com.
The participating member fee for the luncheon is set at 105 euros per person. We're offering an early bird special at 98 euros, available right up until April 20. The seats are limited, so you might want to act fast. Also, you can check out more details and book your spot directly on our website.
You can join our luncheon each time as participating member. But to enjoy more services and get in-depth insights, I strongly recommend you our annual corporate membership. More details are available on our website, section Become Corporate Member.
You can also book a Zoom meeting with us to get to know more about the corporate membership. The time slots are available on our website too. Please feel free to check it out.
Well, we're so excited to launch the new season of this podcast and even more excited to launch the China Horse Business Club. The first luncheon is absolutely not to be missed. In particular, China doesn't require entrance visa for visitors from 11 European countries anymore. So you can basically pack and jump on a flight to Shanghai tomorrow.
Looking forward to see you on May 3rd in Shanghai during the GCT. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions or need any information.
Cheers for the new beginning. Vivian, let's talk again next week.
Cool, see you next week and stay tuned to China Horse Business Club.
This podcast is co-hosted by Zoe King and Vivian Wu, powered by Wonder Horse, a business solution provider focusing on Chinese equine market and operator of the China Horse Business Club.